Yes, actually, yes, definitely. It is and has been an application in spotting and locating disposal wells. There's an excellent report that I refer to called the Sanford Report, which is peer-reviewed and published in professional journals, and it's available. And many of the seismicity experts in the state have read it. It actually, in East Texas, identified a particular disposal wells that were inducing earthquakes, triggering earthquakes in East Texas. What they did was they measured how the earth actually ballooned up from those disposal wells. It was a small increment, less than, I think it was about an inch and a half. But from that, they were very successful in doing it. I was amazed. I have a colleague, partner in Denver, and together we have been studying the applications of satellites. By the way, I have bought satellite coverage in oil and gas exploration, so it's not new to me. But the close measurement that they can obtain is just incredible. So anyway, that's on finding the disposal wells that have triggered specific earthquakes. Now, I've asked and have not received an answer yet, but I've asked, can this same thing be applied to measuring the damages that are occurring here in Oklahoma? And by the way, I skipped over it, but yes, the satellite coverage could be utilized. It's already been proven, already been done. It can be utilized to identify villain disposal wells in our 20-county red zone earthquake alley. So that is a fact, I think there is a project, well, I'm reasonably sure it's ongoing, but it hasn't been published yet. It's a joint venture between OU and OSU to utilize a satellite coverage on locating which, well, they're not locating disposal wells. They're just going to identify the earth movement and that last big record-breaking earthquake over at Pawnee. So
what you're saying is that the schools at least are looking into the prospects of it, but what about the state regulators, the Corporation Commission? You know, is it taking advantage of this?
Good question. I don't think so. There hasn't been anything issued by them on this whole subject matter where this cutting-edge technology is being utilized in other states, and even in Italy, they're using this to assess the damages there. So, no, OCC seems to have a disconnect between some of these newer, better tools, and obviously I've been a big critic of OCC and the governor's office of not us doing any inventorying or assessment of the actual earthquake damages that we've had for the last 7 years now.
This sounds very similar to what federal government's already doing in monitoring agricultural, you know, farms all over the nation. And so they can tell what a farmer does and doesn't do, so they could do the same thing here, is what you're saying.
Yes, it's the applications not only in warfare in the Middle East, and you know we see these movies where you're going, is this really real? Well, yes, it is, where they actually can see people with great detail and their movements and et cetera. So, yes, it has an application here. OCC has not used it, has not requested it, and it should be applied.
Yeah. What's the next step in regards to this?
Well, I appreciate people like you and your publications is asking OCC, why aren't you using this? If there's any place in the world that needs it, it is in Oklahoma. So I think getting it out and asking the questions to the commissioners at OCC, Let them answer, why aren't you utilizing these tools, eyes in the sky?